am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Yes, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman. You are on Purpose Talk Radio right now, and we are broadcasting from the Midwest. We broadcast each week here at the same time, which is noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. over in the U.K. So here we are. We've done some shuffling around of guests again, and so we'll see how that works. Next week we will have Yamina McIntosh, and somewhere along the way we will have the book collaborators that I spoke about social media and how they develop their businesses through it. But in the meantime today, since I didn't have a guest, I'm taking the opportunity to talk to you a bit about, you know, social media myself and developing relationships. You know, over the last several years, we have talked about how some of our guests have been obtained through Facebook, other social media, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, other people are very much afraid of it. So, let's see. What I want to tell you, first of all, about Purpose Talk Radio. You know what? I don't think I told you who that song was by. It is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity, which is Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. You can find them at truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. And sorry if I was a little bit flustered here. I had to get something changed through Blog Talk Radio, who's our host show. They're the ones that we pay a little money to each month so that we can put this out and talk to you about living your purpose. And I just had to have them change and update something for me. That is all taken care of now, thankfully. I was hoping to get it done before the show started, but it didn't quite get there. So, as I said, this is Purpose Talk Radio. It is finding out about how people who are our guests are living their purpose, came to know what it is, and how they're going to share it with hopefully something that you can learn so that you can live your purpose. There are several ways that you can chat with us during this show. The first is in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, which has just been opened. And that is at the very bottom of the show listing. You can find that there. Just scroll all the way down. The other is at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. And that will be opened in a few minutes also. Where there is a post right at pinned to the top of the page so that you can chat in there. If you are listening to this show archived, you will only be able to comment in the Facebook page, because once the show ends, the chat room for Blog Talk Radio also ends. So just letting you know that. So if you want something to carry on, or you want to carry the discussion into the week, please do see us over at Facebook for Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. As we talk today, it's going to be about developing relationships, using Facebook and other media, and at the same time protecting your privacy as you may need to do that or want to do that. And how you can do that safely. We just had, let's see, the good thing and the fun part about amateur radio here, or, you know, not your mainline, is that people do come and go in and out of the rooms where we are, and we can broadcast from wherever we are. And I am in Wisconsin in the classroom, and it's kind of fun because I never know who's going to pop in or out. And one of these days, I'm going to put them on the air, and they'll be the most surprising for them. I have threatened it, so maybe someday we will do that. We'll have a discussion with my classmates, the other sign language interpreting students. Let us see. What can we do here in the meantime? Purpose Talk Radio is at purposetalkradio.com. If you wish to contact me, want to be a future guest because you know you are living your purpose, or you have someone that you know that is living their purpose and want to share it with the world, you can do that by sending a message to cindy@purposetalkradio.com. There we go. I think that is all of the housekeeping things we need to handle today. So and occasionally I'll throw some 2 cents in, and you know, and I've talked about being on this show for a little over a year myself and producing it for a year before that. But, you know, and you hear a little bit about the sign language interpreting and being a student and being back in school. But beyond that, back in the 80s, my first degree was journalism. And I loved writing. I loved editing, probably more editing than anything else, because it was always fun to honestly have somebody say, oh, this is all ready to print. And I go through it and say, how about this word? Can we change this? Maybe this can be said a little differently. Or this is a passive voice. It needs an active voice. Or this piece is not making a lot of sense. Or whatever. And, you know, it was a strength that I had. So now I look at how can I share my writing skills, my knowledge of that process with the rest of the world. And I found an outlet being social media. I have made a lot of wonderful relationships by doing that, by being mainly on Facebook, and I do a little bit with Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn. Those are the four main ones that I use. So you can find me on any of those if you'd like. If you can't, go through the Purpose Talk Radio show page on Facebook if you want to link up with me and can't find me in those photos. I'd love to have a few more people that I connect with over that airwave. And, you know, the biggest concern I've heard from people, well, there's really two of them. One is, I don't know how to set up my information. What should I put? What should I not put? And the second is, how do you set up your privacy settings? And then being able to set your privacy settings and still be able to build authentic relationships with people. So the big question is, how do you do that? How can you work at whatever you want to be doing, whether it be building your business, whether it be just having some friends on the other side of the globe, if it can be, just about anything. Whatever you want to do with that social media is open to you. I know friends who are just on there so they can get their grandkids' pictures. I know others. Originally, I started on Facebook because I wanted to know what my classmates were up to on the weekend and where we could go hang out and what we could do. So it allowed me an opportunity to start that networking process with my classmates. And actually, I put it off for a long time. I started with MySpace. I admit that, because that was one of the things that, at that time, that was the biggest one. That was the one everybody used. And that has changed, as many of you know, and there's many of you that are on there as well and have learned how to use it. And then, like I said, then we went to Facebook because it was easier, it was quicker, it was those kinds of things for people involved. I would also like to invite you all to jump into the discussion. So please, if you want to be a part of it and you're listening, give us a call or Skype in. And the phone number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And if you're on Skype, please, you do want to talk to us today. Because, I work better if there's a Q&A, if somebody asks some questions, rather than me just rambling on this side. And let's see. So then what we want to do with that is start going. See, there's a train of thought here. I just saw a name that I haven't seen for a while that said they were going to attend the show. And it's like, oh, wow, here you go again. I hadn't seen the name for a while, so I just paid attention and went, wow, I haven't talked to that person. So after the show, I'll have to go catch up and see what they've been up to. When I add people as friends, I don't just add them because there's a request. Or I don't just add them because they connected with me on a group or on a page or something. I really do authentically make it so that we can have an interaction. And even when I invite people to be my friends, whether it be on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, or make that connection onto the list, and make sure I send a personalized message. And for me, that's the first thing about building the relationship, is there is a personal interaction. And typically if, hi Sue, I met you on whatever group. One of the big ones has been marketing for creatives for me. Another one has been some of the social media interactions. Lalise Seren magazine has been one of the contributors to where I contribute. There's several different ones. Building authentic relationships. I'll just rattle off a few. Now, I'm not going to, please, I'm not trying to avoid or pick on any one group over the other, but just know that some of these ones have really been instrumental in some of the relationships I've been able to build over the years. I also look for some people that have some things in common with me, whether it be in the groups that I associate with, whether it be on my own pages and people that have made comments, or just, there is that suggestion of people you may know on Facebook, and sometimes I will look at those and see how many friends overlap. How many groups we have in common, where we live that might be in common, any of those things. It's just an opportunity to talk and chat first before I just add somebody in, and then they get buried in the woodwork. So I do mention where we are connected and how we are connected. If someone just sends me a request, I ask them how we're connected. Now, there's two reasons for that. The first would be to make sure there is a real person who is making the invitation. Because sometimes invites come from hack sites. The hackers, the computer geeks, whatever, can look at various profiles, and there are programs that are set up that look at these programs and say, oh, these people have this much in common, And boy, their friends are this and this and this. Oh, okay. So it sends out a friend request. Unfortunately, with that friend request, it really doesn't do anything. It is a phishing exposition, as they call it. It is a way for them to get personal information that hopefully you don't give them, because you use some of the methods here that we were talking about. It's a way to try to butter up you in different things. You know, so that ultimately, they might be looking for money, or they might be looking for a mate, or they might just be looking to get access to information on various countries. You just never know. So that's what those hack sites end up doing. And if you send a message, you can tell by how it comes back as to whether or not you are able to have a real person there. You know it. I've had some. It's pretty funny. They come back. I say, so how do I know you? Please let me know. Your name's not familiar. And it will come back with, I'm a deaf person. I got $20,000 and you can too, being a deaf person. Oh, I'm not deaf. I'm going into sign language interpreting. I'm not deaf. I was blind. It's like, you've got the wrong sense here. How did you come about that? Where did you get that information from? Something's just really, really wrong here. So what I do, like I said, is get that personal relation from the beginning. And then come back and maybe before I share my personal stuff or do any more, maybe there'll be more of a conversation first so that we really do interact and do learn about each other. So let's see, what other things can I discuss with you today? Okay, so then we have the privacy. I'm hoping that maybe some of the folks will call in, but I want to talk about privacy settings, because that's where we, I know there's a lot of issues. When I set up my Facebook page originally, when I set up any of my other ones, I make it so that people can find me if they know my email or my phone number. They have to, in some cases, they have to know both. So you know that it's not going to be just somebody out of the blue. That's how they can do it. Search. And that's also, you can say to somebody, well, how do I know you? What was school or whatever? And you can tell how they answer those questions as well. If you're suspicious and they say they've got your phone number, they read your profile, and you know it's set, the privacy settings are set as such that they can't read it, you'll know how to interact with them. But let's say my privacy settings are set to a way that people can find me if they want. But what I don't typically give is I don't have my home address listed. I don't have my phone number listed. I don't even have an email address listed. I let the system put the Facebook email in instead and let it be guarded a little bit, so that when messages do come to me, they come to me, yes, into my personal mailbox, but they come through Facebook and through the Facebook interface. And that way, those kinds of things are kept private. When I'm dealing with minors of any kind, like some of the kids from church or even some of my cousins that are minors, I check with the parents, because there can always be issues on that to make sure that the parents even know they've got a Facebook page. I had a laugh because
played a bit of one of my tracks. I don't remember who it was. And somehow I found him. He had commented in a group. And I'm like, oh, wow, hey, cool. He's got a Facebook page. And it was old enough. So it's okay. But I jumped back and looked at the page, and what I could see that was public, I thought, I don't know. This isn't really stuff that should be put out there. So I did have to go to the parents. I said, hey, you know what he's putting out there on his Facebook page? She said, I didn't know he had a Facebook page. So that kind of got, I didn't do it, make a squeal on anybody, but, we got to be careful with minors. We do have to be careful with minors because there are people that still prey on them. But at the same time, they can be protected. And they can use social media just as well as anybody else and build their own relationships for the future as well. I think what we want to do is do things that are professional, authentic, and real. And for me, that means carrying on conversation. It means when I go into, when I put something up on my profile, or when I put something on any of my pages, I have several of them. I have Cindy Freeman, that's writer, proofreader. I have social media coach and consultant. I have True Vision Media, Purpose Talk Radio. There are several of them. And with all of them, I make sure when I put a post on those groups or those pages that I go back and see when someone has commented on it. And at the very minimum, like it. And if I can, comment back. Or if there's a reason to comment back. Maybe they're just saying, hey, I like this post. I can just like it, and that's a way to me of at least acknowledging that I read their comments and say thank you. However, there are times where it requires a little more rationed answer. Somebody says, I like your post, but I don't really agree with it, and this is why. I don't want to just like that. I want to come back and have a dialogue because, one, it keeps the page active. It increases the search engine optimization so that when someone's looking for something or a topic that I might have, those Facebook pages do appear in search engines as well. And it shows that I care. Not that I'm just putting something up and just if I go back and I put a reply. Then there is groups. I have, I will admit, way too many groups to which I belong. And they're divided by different categories. Because of my past interest in the media, I still have an interest in the media, who am I kidding? I have got any groups, any pages that have to do with the media that I can find that look like they're interactive and they have current posts. I go in there and I try to make comments periodically. Yes, I share Purpose Talk Radio in probably about 60 to 70 groups each week, but I don't want to just post that. The other thing with groups, of course, is there are rules. And if you violate those rules, it's a good way to build bad relationships. It's not something that we want to do. Because you can get kicked out, you can get yourself blackballed, you can just make yourself a bad name. And there are people that are administrators for several groups and you may not know who they are. Say you're in one group and you don't follow the rules, and your name pops up somewhere else to join another group that person's an administrator of, that might not get in that other group. It might just, your request might just be ignored. So when you post something in the groups, go back to it and see what kind of comments were made on it. see if, you know, you can add something to the conversation that other people put up there. If it is simply a like, okay, well, at least take the time to read it. Don't just click on everything and like it all. If there's a question in a post, try to answer. Again, help those the search engines for those pages increase. So then, again, there's two reasons for that. When that increases, if someone comes to that group and sees your comment, maybe they'll want to interact with you individually. But it also especially helps the group and the search engines for that group. So then more people come, more people know what it's about, more people want to be involved. And then, of course, that means more interaction. I've had on the show that particularly they have talked about social media and how, and just building relationships over the last year. Sitting here, the names are so I'm getting last. And you have last names and not thinking your first name. So I apologize for that. I will go back in and figure out who some of these are. But, they've gone, I've seen some of these groups go from 50 to 500 to over 1,000 easily. And the funny part is I do tend to go into a lot of groups, like I said, and make comments. And then I turn around and I look at my pages and I say, how come I'm not growing them? Because sometimes I forget to post there. You know, like for this show. Do I remember to share Purpose Talk Radio in all of my pages? No, I don't. So sometimes... I have to go back and realize that sometimes I'm my worst enemy. Sometimes I'm my best friend. Sometimes I'm like that mechanic with a car that's run down, you know, takes care of everybody else's car, and kind of forgets about their own. So that's okay. That's okay. I am very, very grateful for all of the people that I have been able to help over the years and help them build their pages and build their groups. Because to me, the relationships are much more important than anything. They really are. It's not, the numbers don't necessarily mean anything. To me, what they mean is that I'm taking the time to interact and be friendly and be a part of what's going on. So, again, if you have any questions and want to be a part of the discussion, it would be great if you'd do that. You can get a hold of us by calling in to 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And then either press the number 1 on your keypad, or if you're in on Skype, you know, make sure you do that as well. Well, what else I wanted to share with you folks today? So I'm going to go back and I'm going to do a little bit of talking here about some of the things that are coming up and what I guess some of the goals are for this show as well. You know, of course, today is Columbus Day, and we do honor Christopher Columbus, who brought over the wonderful folks from England to have their freedom, their rights, their access to what now has become known in this country as freedoms. Now, it took a lot of time to do that. He accidentally landed on
American soil. Then it took 300 more years to be able to be recognized for what he did. And that, well, I read that today, and it just kind of amazed me. I had not thought of that. You know, I thought that, oh, well, okay, it became America, and, well, real quick, Columbus Day. Okay, well, that'd be cool. Yeah, yeah, okay, why do we do that? No. I'd be doing some of the sharing, again, across the Facebook pages today and across some of my emails. The other thing is I subscribe to several newsletters and groups that send out surveys and discussions on LinkedIn and on Twitter. There's groups that you can be a part of based on your interests. And that discussion also, it's much like you'll see on Facebook, but you know what, it's more condensed, it's more specific to the discussion and the topic. And I think sometimes sometimes those are more in line with what I need. Because in essence, they go deeper. There's more of a discussion for it. It seems like if you're in a secluded group, what happens is, of course, the topic becomes based on the topic of the group and the mission of the group and all of that. And there, too, you don't want to go in there and just start posting willy-nilly or commenting on things without having any clue what you're talking about. You want to stay focused on the topic of the group and the topic of the discussion. You know, what goes on there, then you can pass on to your business if you'd like. It's helped me several times. I've been able to, funny part is a lot of times I have questions about something. I'm editing a book or I'm editing a piece. And I know the rule, but something's just out of place. I can't, I know something's not right, but I can't put my finger on what it might be. I will do a search, and very often, when I ask the question, what will come back to me from the search engine is a Facebook comment, a LinkedIn comment discussion, a Twitter discussion. And it's been kind of funny because those seem to show up more often than just, Grammar Check or Dictionary.com or any of those. Instead, the social media really seems to pop up more in my search engine than some of the traditional websites do. So that's why I want to keep active in them too. And I will very often, when I am looking for something and get the answer in one of those groups, is let the person know, hey, I was in the process of doing this project, and your answer really helped me to answer it correctly and to make this correction and to let the writer know where it is and how it is. So, anyway, that's one of those things again. Let's see. I like to, when I can, and when I really pay attention to it, I like to acknowledge people's birthdays or anniversaries and the like. There are a couple different ways of doing that also. you know, posting right on their wall, on their page, posting in their group, creating a little graphic and that I can share around once in a while. I could post on my own wall. Sometimes if there's a lot of birthdays, I might post it on my own wall and tag people in it. You want to be careful with tags because a lot of people don't like being tagged in groups. Now, here's one yesterday. I had a post that I put on my wall yesterday where I acknowledged the magazine that I'm writing for, the Siren Life magazine. And I had an article about paranormal investigations, or paranormal investigator, actually, to be a little more specific. And so I shared that onto my wall, and I tagged some of the people that I know her from another radio show, from Curious Times, that I listen to or used to listen to quite often, because it's school starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't get on that as often as I'd like anymore. And I miss it. I miss those people and those relationships that I've made there. But I've been able to keep in touch with some of them through social media. But what I did, again, is I tagged, probably about 15 people, which is really much higher than I typically like to do. Because what happens is then all these names are on all their walls and all the comments come back and that kind of thing. But, what's fun is that they all pretty much. So I try to let people make their own decisions whether they want to keep the tags or not. Sometimes if I've tagged several people, I might also send a side message saying, hey, if you don't, just know that I tagged and why you're tagged. And if for some reason you don't want to tag, this is how you take it off. So normally I will only do three or four, maybe half a dozen people in one post. It's because I don't think, everybody's stuff needs to be shared with everybody else. Let's see, what are the things do I want to share? That really might be all that I have today. If you have some questions, again, 347-205-9074. What you can also do is, throughout the week, and technology just knocked me off very quickly at the moment. So hopefully I wasn't gone too long for you all. Let's see. There are a variety of social medias out there. I think now, what is it, up over 30? Out there that you can choose from. And a lot of them have very specific purposes. So, for people that are unsure, you can get social media overload too. And I've done that where I have kept posting and posting and various things. And it's like, that's all I do. It took the whole day and focused just on that. And then I get overloaded, and then I don't want to post to anybody for, weeks. But I still do, because I think I'd miss it, and I'd miss the relationships in some of the groups and some of the things that I'm a part of. There's certain ones that I will go to every day or every couple of days when I've got access online. There are others that I will go to once every couple of weeks or once a month. So it varies. It really does vary. Yeah, I'm sitting here looking online, and how many social media are there? Hmm. Well, sometimes I accidentally, when I accidentally hit something and it comes out as lists that whole thing. Add to, do you want to share with this? And it gets crazy that the ones that list. Well, here's one thing that shows up in 2010. Top 52 social media platforms every marketer should know. You know all of the top 52 social media platforms that can help you. That was in, like I said, in 2010. In January of this year. Oh, wow. Another post that's out there that was just 7 days ago. How many people use 700 of the top social media and the apps? 700 choices of a variety of apps and tools and platforms that you can use. Obviously, nobody can be on all of them. Here's another suggestion. That I know a lot of people use some automated posting, and I'll be real honest, I won't use it. I might use it for my own pages, so I time things. That's a different story. Let you time when you put the posts out there for your own groups and your own pages. But me, when you go in and you just end up randomly posting, again, it doesn't build relationships. And it sometimes will just get you dumped right out of a group or like you said. So this is on something called Extended Ramblings that I've just discovered off the internet here. And it says that, we obviously know. This was updated in October of 2014. And how many people are using some of the top ones and all that. So here's what's considered the top, obvious social media. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Skype, YouTube, WhatsApp. And then, of course, we have services, digital services, such as Amazon, Google, eBay, Netflix, Pandora, Bing. Those, and then of course there are chatting platforms that are out there too. Like I said, Skype. I mentioned Skype already. Weibo, WeChat, JD.com, Line, Renner. These are all listed in there. Now, do I know all these? Not at all. I don't even know what most of them are. And some are different platforms that you use on your computer or your phone, whether it's an iPhone or an Android, or they say a non-smartphone. There are a few that you can get out there still that are available for, I guess what they call the not-smartphones, because sometimes you can still check your internet, whereas, pretty much with your smartphone, it's much easier to be able to get all the information on it because it's made for that. Let's see, he doesn't have 700 listed here. He's just got some stats that he's pulled up for a variety of platforms. So there is, again, there's apps that you can use. There's actual networking sites. I don't think Pinterest was mentioned in that either, which I know many people use as well. That's one I don't use very often, because I can get overload on that really quickly as well. Go in there and find all the things I like and all I want. And you know what? Am I ever really going to read them and go back to them? probably not. And that would be kind of self-defeating. Whereas, you know, I only want to try to be part of as many as I can handle and as many as I can really be a part of. Because again, it just doesn't make sense to sign up for something if I can't contribute. That's my concept. Some people like to sit in the back seat, so to speak, and not too much, take it all in, learn from it, and then use it wherever they can or wherever their interests lie. So, anyway. I know there's several other things that are happening this month, like I said, that I would like to. I'm looking for a couple of guests yet to fill the end of October, and particularly for National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I believe it's anyway, and how you can relate them back to your purpose. I'd love to send me a message and give me a call. Well, I think that is pretty much all I'm going to share with you today. We may come back and do this another time. Hopefully I've got some more guests at that point, and maybe we can do an actual discussion. But I'm not going to prolong a show if nobody has any questions today, because that is out of my purpose and out of my authenticity. So, like I said, next week we will have Yamina McIntosh. And those posts should actually probably be up there tonight or tomorrow, since we just moved her out of this week into next. She is an author of an author, a life coach, a cause athlete, a producer of motivational information, and just happens to have lupus, which many doctors say should be totally debilitating her and not allowing her to do any of what she is doing right now. But she's not letting that knock her down or defeat her. So she will be here next week to talk about what life has meant to her and how she's found her greatness and her purpose instead of allowing what other people have to say destroying her. Like I said, we've got a couple weeks open in October, and then probably in November we will schedule those collaborative book offers. We'll be talking about how they were able to build their business on social media. And we get a little more in-depth information from them. This is just a touching the surface right now of what you can do. The affirmation I'm going to leave you with is what I like to do with all of the shows. Is I am building relationships. I'm building genuine relationships with each post and each comment I make on social media. I am building genuine, authentic relationships with each post and comment I make on social media. Is it that simple? And if you'd like to have some help setting up your pages, your profiles, your groups, please do feel free to get a hold of me, either through Facebook, my profile, or any of the pages that I have, any of the groups where you see me posting. All right, people want to know how many groups I'm in. I think I have, over 400 groups right now. I wish I had the time to be as active in all of them as I'd like to be, but I'm not. A lot of them I gather for information and hook other people into them. I do have
something like 1,500 friends. Oh, here's another piece of how to do keep your privacy. I just thought of it. I'm sorry. I apologize for not thinking of it earlier. When I add friends also, I put them into groups. And a lot of the groups overlap. For instance, I have family, friends, classmates, former work, co-workers. That's the word I want. Co-workers. I have classmates from the various schools. I have people who are deaf-blind. I have people who are in various organizations that I'm a part of, the National Federation of the Blind, Vision Forward, the local deaf club, the state, Wisconsin Registry for Interpreters of Deaf. What else do I have? I have people that I have on just for the purposes of games. There are a couple of them. There's a couple.
And, you know, and we know that's really all we're going to do. And so, you know, that is all we've got. And that's fine. That's fine. Instead, what other friends categories do I have? I should check this here on myself. Who do I have here? Let's see. I have them based on being some of the groups that I'm a part of. Again, like I said, with the marketing for creative, connecting on any of my pages, being on the magazines that I write for or have written for over the years. I'm just kind of seeing who else. I'm just kind of typing in a friend's name here and seeing what I get, which is kind of fun. I'm going, okay, let's see. Who's the last person I've added as a friend? What kind of groups might they be in? I don't know. Let's see. What else do I have? I make them by the schools that we've attended over the years and break it down. And then there are occasions when I put my posts on my wall. Hopefully you all know this. If you go to the lower corner of your post, what you are able to do is to post so that just people in those various groups are able to see the post. And you can make it so that it's to everybody. The whole world might see something, and occasionally I do that too, because people who are following you can see, get something out of your information. Whereas there's other times where I just want it to be to my family or just to my friends or just to listeners of Purpose Talk Radio or, boy, there's any number of as to why I want them to write the different groups, the different activities. Let's see, you know, I'm a part of Chicks for a Cause, so we've got people that are involved in that organization, my school, my alma maters. I have authors, people I know who are dealing with autism, a beautiful compost group that I used to be a part of. I even have some that are very common to where they are in various parts of the United States and the world, like California resident, Florida resident, Europe, in the hopes that, you know, I discovered that I have a lot of friends in various states. And I hope that one of these days I'll be traveling to, for instance, California and going to visit the myriad of people I know out there. And you know what? The funny part is I've met most of them through Facebook. And I've had a few of them say, you've got to come out here. You know, you've heard me talk about Mona Garcia. We've had Sally Ann Cast on here. They are, very much saying, come on out to California. And then I know I've got a couple musician friends that are I also deal with Denise Michaels, who's out there on the group. Also, Let's see. I have some people involved in 12-step groups. I put them separately, of course, so that I'm very careful on the anonymity and make sure that, you know, sometimes I am not going to, but I would not want the world to know about with some of them. And, you know, maybe it'll only go to them. Oh, the joys of technology. Here we go. You know, there are all these people, again, that based on various events that connected with them, I can share what I want to share. Like I said, sometimes I forget, and sometimes I'm really good about it. But it is a way to build a relationship, and it is a way to learn about people with whom I'm dealing on a regular basis. There are people that I don't want in my business, and I will restrict them so that they can only see the public posts. There are a couple of those. Or I don't want to see their wall because they don't post the things that I want to see. But, you know, okay, they're friends, they're acquaintances, or they're someone they want to deal with on some other level. And that's, again, that's fine. It's a way to do it, and it's okay. But no matter what it is, it's interacting and being one-on-one sometimes with private messages or personal posts, and it's caring. That's all it is. So, with all that in mind, I invite you to the show next week if you wish to listen to this again. The link is at the same place where you listen to it now. It'll be archived in just a few minutes. And I wish you all soul blessings as we go back into I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity, Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and my. Thanks for being here.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.